The question before the council is this: should the second phase of the Sugar House streetcar travel east up 2100 South or north along 1100 East? Lori Layton owns Boxing is for Girls, a gym on 1100 East. She delivered a petition to the city with signatures from businesses and residents in the area who are against the 1100 East alignment. She's mainly concerned the construction on the street will drive away business.
There's a less damaging and more effective route. I know you can and will find it. 1,565 of your constituents, citizens of Salt Lake and Sugar House, are counting on you.
Others say the street is too narrow for a streetcar. They argue it will cause congestion. But a group of Westminster students spoke in favor of the 1100 East alignment. Lexi Banks says the streetcar would cut her daily commute to campus in half and help her get around. She says many of her fellow students agree.
They said they would use the streetcar every day to get to and from campus and to everywhere that they shop in Sugar House, everywhere they intern downtown. Really, it would just reunite the entire Salt Lake Valley.
The first phase of the project is slated to be completed by year's end. It runs from the Central Point track station on 200 West to about 1050 East. The council is scheduled to vote on a preferred route on May 7th. Whitney Evans, KUER News.